Accession number 17301, Reel 5.
Mr. Zorakovsky, Reel 5.
Yeah. So, you know, when I came there, he was really bad. But, you see, as being, I have always, where I was going, I have always some job. So I was going somewhere. So I couldn't stay with him. So when I come back, he was there. They took him away, you see. So this. Also remember, you know, I was Captain Bieganowski. He was second in charge of the battalion. And I was going to him to bring something, you know. So I was coming down, if you understand, towards valley between our position and Phantom Hill. And in one moment, Germany spots me, you see. And I see that they're shooting to me. I didn't know what to do. But this captain was standing in the, you know, in the, like, his position, which he could stand back to German side and looking on my side, if you understand. And he saw me, I saw him, and he only was showing me by fingers where to run. And I was going, you know. I jumped from place to place, wherever he showed me. When I came to him, I lost all my ammunition. I lost my helmet. I left only with a Tommy gun. I lay on, you know, I last jump, I was on the on my stomach, and I couldn't get up. I was so afraid. And if someone said that they are not afraid, it's an old story. I was so afraid these few minutes, because wherever they shoot, they always shoot slightly less later than I move. See? And they give me drink, then I done what I got to do, he said, told him. But I never forget this, how terribly afraid I was, you know, terrible. Another thing, you see, we went from the battalion command to this place where on the mules they was bringing food, you see, and bringing the blankets, you know, supply for the battalion. And we opened this parcel to take out whatever there was. Normally we knew what they come, so we taking this. And I was, you know, doing this parcel, and somebody, you know, of course there are bomb here, bomb there. There's not many of them, but you see all of them, here bomb, there bomb, and you always think, you know, something. And somebody, you know, I feel, you know, in my back. I told them I, you know, killed, you know. I was, you know, looking for blood. There's nothing there. I turned back, and the sergeant, which came with me, he told that I'm sitting down in the dark. You see, he told that I'm bundle. You see, so he was probing, you know, with his stick, you know, if I am there or not. So like these things. I remember saying, we were coming back from somewhere with the sergeant, only having sticks and Tommy guns, you know, nothing else. So, we going and we saw silhouettes of the people. This already is behind the line because our companies are there, you see. We think they must break the line, you see. So we flat down, you know, and waiting. Believe me, when you wait, you really are afraid. You know, you're holding this, your Tommy gun, you don't know what to do, and you really are afraid. Then you notice the English helmets, yes? So they must be ours. So we, you know, we're waiting till they come near, and on the end, you know, you have no there. So I ask, who are you? You know. So they say, Lieutenant so-and-so, anti-tank company, research. You see, they have job to find up a possibility of them bringing them these anti-tank guns to help us destroy the bunkers. Yeah, when we found out, you know, that there are ours, we jumped. Why you sound so not very nice? Believe me, we were swearing like a troops. You know, why you are walking like a on the front line? This back, this is not front. You see, for them this was front. For me, this was deep back. You see, this was, say, half a kilometer from the front line. This was completely comfortable. There's nothing to worry. But it looked different. And all like this story. I remember once, you know, I went to my colleague which, from Russia, asked me to bring the cigarettes and chocolates. You know the compo boxes, you know, for so many people without packets. So there was a lot of them, like here, like there. So I didn't wait much. I took one, smashed it, and take out cigarettes and chocolate, you see. And I didn't mind, you know, I smashed it two or three or four, you see, didn't worry about this. And there come corporal, very nice fellow. I forget his name. And he jumped on me. Now, why do I damage that, pinch the chocolate and cigarettes? I said, don't be, you know, silly. On this come my commander, Major Stanchik. And he report to him what I do. I said, look, Major, I'm only taking the boys. Don't worry, carry on. And this is finished. You see, this was things. I remember once, you see, I was very hungry. You see, we didn't sleep through the all these 11 days. Because we were there about 11 days, you know. Because we, you see, our battalion was released, yes? Released battalion. So there was first attack fail. We came and we was holding, you see. So we took the position that nobody retreat, you see. So we was all the time on the go. It wasn't so long, but this 11 days, believe me, it was a long time. And I came once to the bunker where it was Chappie laying in the door, you know. And he was covered with the Iperit coat, you know, anti-gas. You know,
anti-gas cape.
Yeah, but you know this cape which you put over everything. Yeah. He was covered with this. And there was like jelly, you know, moving. Stink, terrible. Really terrible. And I have a tin of the soup, a British soup, a round one. I came there, there was quite a few people. There was this this from a signal officer. I opened this and I start eating, you know. Of course, one or two get sick, you know, seeing in this thing, seeing me eating this this terrible cold soup, you know. With the fat, which was really, you know, pieces of fat. This lieutenant, they all say, get out from here, you know. So I said, oh, give in. I finished this, and I walk out, you see. I didn't give, you know, damn, you know, what they doing. I didn't care. I was so hungry.
So you were in your unit was in the line for 11 days.
Yes. And we took the Phantom Hill. We took on the 18th of May Phantom Hill. Same I'll tell you this. In the morning, I left only me, this signal officer, and officer from brigade with us. All the other people gone. You see, this is one left from the commanding group. I think one signal, but yeah, Nashkovsky left. And Stanchik called me and said, look, you go first, and I will follow you because I am commander. And if you pop on the mine, you will be killed with me because I'm going to survive. So we're going down to the valley and up on the Phantom Hill. And Phantom Hill just was taken, you see. And there was Chappie with the trousers rolled up. And he had wounds there, you see.
On his calves.
Yes. And, you know, when they saw the Stanchik, everybody, you know, sitting there back to the enemy, shout, hey, you know, Stanchik, you know, Batsa, they called Batsa, like a shepherd, a mountain shepherd. And he was so happy. Mind you, I was happy too, you see. Oh, sorry. You see, and he was really happy. So going along this soldier, say, what happened? He said, it's nothing. And he said, we took the meatball, this is fat of you, this is the most important.
Yeah. What did you and the other Polish soldiers think of the German enemy?
You see, us was three brothers in the Monte Cassino. One was killed. Second one was killed on the Chianti, nearly Ancona. My friend, the best friend, you know, was Casanova, nearly Ancona killed. We never have anything to Germans. We have to German soldier. We have to Germany. We hate Germany. We today don't like Germany. Oh, I don't like it. But soldiers were just the same like me. I never have anything against the Russian people or Russian soldiers. They be just soldiers, you know, better or worse. They was very, very good. You see, because my mother was saying that this soldier who took my mother to the station on the cart when they took my mother to the Soviet Union, he was just human being. He has just same family. And it was same feeling like you and me. Same with the Germans. Soon we take a German as a prisoner, we treat him normally, we give them cigarettes, we give them water, we treat them as a normal people. You see, I have a luck to take two or three German prisoners, and we treat them normally. When he was surrounded, he was surrounded. And there was, you know, these paratroopers. So they was good soldiers. Yeah.
Coming back to Russia, did your period in Russia of those few years leave you with any opinion about the system which they had, the communist system?
You see, I now, being Polish, grow up in Poland, educated in Poland, I now want this communism. And I hated not only communism, I hated Russian like a Tsar. I was always saying that Soviet Union or revolution, that one wonderful thing, that they kill all royal, this Tsar family. This was great thing what they did. I just the same like this, like this, the Cherevichaika, what, you know, Dzerzhinsky. Dzerzhinsky killed so many Russians. Of course, he killed between them in Polish, in Chinese, and Kazakh, killed everybody. But he killed a lot of Russians, and I agree with him. And I don't take him as a bad, because Tsar raped his fiancée through his soldier, of course, not himself, in front of him, and he gave back Russian what he done. And, you know, I hate the Tsar, I hate the Emperor of Austria, I think he is criminal, I hate Prussian Friedrich II, he is criminal for me, and I always will say this. For me is Hitler and government. And Germans, I never meet Germans, I dislike them very much. I am wrong that I dislike a whole lot, because this is absolutely wrong. But probably I won't change, you know, because I'm sure that between Germans are also some good people, too.
But you didn't actually see much of the workings of the communist system in Russia?
No. I don't know. I could say this. When we was in the, going to the Totskoye, we saw heaps of the flour on the stations where rain was going on this, and dough was made on this flour, and probably this dough protect this flour. We saw a lot things, you know, which was on the open air, which should be looked after. This, but I don't know life in the Soviet Union. I never been outside prison camp and army, and I can't tell you really nothing. I can't.